This is Karen Musgrave, and I'm conducting a Quilters SOS Save Our Stories interview with Teresa Romano. We are at the Ohio Formatory for Women in Marysville, Ohio. Today's date is July 20th, 2009. It is now 12:23 in the afternoon. And Teresa, thank you so much for doing this interview with me. Let's start off by you telling me why you're here.
Actually, I made a wrong choice in a relationship. I'm in here for involuntary manslaughter. I'm not proud of the choices I made. It was actually self-defense, but the state of Ohio does not have a self-defense law. That's what I'm here for.
Okay, so now let's talk about your quilt. The Lord's eyes are watching over you.
Yes.
And tell me about it.
I did this quilt on a something that's happened to me in my past back in 1988. I was in a battered women's shelter, and I had my daughter with me, and we was going to the store, and I was hit head-on. A lady in a big car swerved over and hit me head-on before I could hit the ditch. I just went through the windshield and came back and crushed the steering wheel, my knees, my body, everything. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't see. What brought me to was hearing my daughter cry. I couldn't breathe. I still couldn't see. And I kept thinking to God, please don't let me die. Help me breathe. And I had to fight for air, and it hurt really bad, but I finally got air in my lungs. But once they had to cut me out. They sent my daughter through ambulance, but they had to cut me out of my car to care flight me to the hospital. They didn't think I was going to make it. I shouldn't have, they said, but I had the willpower. And they said I was very strong because the only thing on my mind was living to take care of my daughter. So I remember being right before the operation, going in to be operated on. There was this doctor, and he just bent over. I mean, he had these crystal blue eyes, and I was so scared. I was in a lot of pain. I kept begging, please don't let me die. And he said, you're going to be all right. But the eyes, I kept looking, these eyes, there was something with these eyes. Well, when I pulled out of surgery, and a couple weeks later, you know, when I was able to realize that I made it and stuff, I started asking doctors and nurses, like, who was that doctor? Because I wanted to thank him. And nobody knew who I was talking about. So I knew right then that was the Lord. That was the Lord letting me know he's with me, he's with my daughter, that I was going to be okay. And so that's why I did this quilt.
So I'm assuming these are the blue eyes.
Yes, yes.
All right. So tell me about the rest of the quilt.
Well, God was there with us, mother and child being reunited, and we're back into the beautiful world. He's gave us a second chance, and he's with us always, and he's always watching over us. So this is pretty much what my quilt's about. He is always with us each and every day, every second of the day. And all we have to do is just cry out, reach out to him. He's there. He is. And I really found that out. I grew up in a family that I chose to go to church when I was little, but the family never. But I really didn't know nothing about praying or talking to God or anything. But the day of the accident, when I heard my daughter crying, I realized I couldn't breathe or anything. I just mentally started thinking to God, please help me, you know. And then it's like, wow, he was there. He was.
So tell me how you determine how to put things. Tell me about the creative process.
Well,
Where did you start?
I started on the board. I'm not sure. I figured, let me just piece some stuff, make it like a picture frame. And then my next thing, I knew I wanted to put the eyes in somehow. I wanted to add God. So I just started with pieces of material I had. I made these little things. Just started, and then, you know, started, I wanted God to be in the middle, the focus of everything, and the eyes. And then I came across these little Bambi mother and child. So I just, as I went, I was just kept putting it together how I wanted it, and it just turned, and this is it.
So how long did you work on it?
It took me about 8 months to get it all together because I have a full-time job here, seamstress, the big laundry, and, you know, so in my spare time. And then it, we did this big move over the winter, and we didn't have a quilt since. So I'm guessing 6 to 8 months.
So how did you feel when it went to Sacred Threads?
I felt good at first. I'm thinking, oh, I hope I can get this together. And it just, you know, I did it, you know, I kept praying to God, like, help me with this, because I was like at a standstill with it, not sure how, what to do next on it and stuff. So, but finally, as I, like, get it out, it's like, okay, I thought about this and twists and stuff, just trying to, but once I got it together, I felt good and confident about it. I was happy with it.
So you put the pearls on.
Yeah, I hand stitched every bit of that.
Wow. Yeah. And then up here too?
Mm. Yeah.
So you had to write an essay about it.
Yes.
Tell me about writing the essay.
Well, I think that was on my mind throughout the whole process of making the quilt. What am I going to say? And I had my pretty much the quilt except for the backing done. And it was like a fog day on a Sunday, and we was on lockdown. So I just grabbed paper and pen. It just like it came to me. I just started writing a story about the quilt and what it, you know, inspired me to do this quilt. And it just came like real fast. I was happy. I was nervous at first, thinking how to put it, what to write. But when I got down to it and put the paper and pen in my lap and started writing, it just all came to me.
So what did you say?
I pretty much about my accident and what I just explained to you about the doctor with the eyes. And afterwards, there was no doctor in that place. Everybody looked at me like I was nuts, but I knew that had to have been the Lord letting me know. He was there, and he was watching over me, and I was going to be okay, and my daughter was okay.
So what do you think your daughter would think of this?
She would absolutely love it. Yeah.
How old is she?
She's in her 20s now. It's 18. And she's 23. Yeah. Be 24 in February.
Yeah. Does she remember the accident? How old was she?
She was four. She was, yeah. Yeah, because she was in the back seat, and I was unaware she undid her seatbelt. Next thing I know, I'm hearing a cry, and she had come flying from the front back to the front instead of going through the windshield. I know God had his hand down. He took her down to the floorboard, and she was very fortunate. She only had bruises and one lost tooth, so I was very, very grateful. But I still, you know, I think back, and I know that was the Lord. He had his hand to keep her from going through that windshield because she should have went straight through. So I was just so blessed. She was too.
So what advice would you give somebody making their first quilt?
Think back in their life at a life-threatening experience or something to do with God. Ask God to, guide them through. Try to bring out a story of their life. That's how I did. And it took me some time to think, what am I going to make my quilt on? And just one day out of the blue, I was at work, and it just hit me. You know, that experience in my life there, do your quilt on it. So that's what I did.
What do you think makes a great quilt?
You got to put a lot of love, knowledge, your story. You got to put your story in it. so you can reach out to other people with your story and tell them, maybe teach them also what you went through. And yeah, I think that's what makes a good quilt.
So what was your favorite part of putting this together? What did you like the best?
Well, I liked a little bit of everything, because the eyes, God, but yet he gave mother and child the opportunity. I enjoyed putting it all together.
So you've done embroidery?
Yes.
On the face?
Yeah, I sketched that on the material.
Okay.
Real lightly with pencil, and I embroidered it. And as I kept going, I had this, but I had some of this color floss. So I went ahead. I just started, as I was going, things were just coming to me. And then I had beads. I said, let me add some beads to it. Yeah. So I enjoyed doing that.
Now, have you made quilts before?
No, it's my first one.
It's your first one? Okay. Do you know how to sew?
I could sew on a machine, and pretty much I could hand sew, but I've never did a quilt before.
So would you like to make another one?
Yes, ma'am. I very much enjoyed this.
So what would your next one look like?
Probably something else to do with my past. Yeah, another story I can reach out and touch somebody with.
So what do you think somebody looking at your quilt would walk away with?
I don't know. They will walk away with something from my story. Each individual will probably walk away with something different, but I'm sure they would walk away with a piece of my story.
Is there any part of quilt making you don't like?
No. I enjoyed it. I really did. I wasn't sure how to do these, but I just kept, you know.
You did good.
Yeah.
You did real good.
But I really enjoyed it. I enjoy, because I've always said during my life, throughout my life, I'm going to tell my story someday. But I was always thinking maybe writing. I'm thinking, I'm not a good writer, and I still haven't told my story. So this is how I'm doing it, I guess.
Now, have you seen other quilts that were made?
I've seen a couple, yes.
What did you think of them?
They were beautiful, but I wasn't sure of their story yet. So I'm sure they've got a good story with it. Yes, they was very beautiful, and I'm thinking, oh, I hope mine's good. But I felt good. Once I put it together, I felt real good about it and confident. And I knew God was happy with me. I just felt a happiness in me. So, yeah.
Do you have any quilt making in your past at all? Family or friends?
No.
No?
No. No, I've never quilted before. So my family, now maybe distant relatives, I don't know. But growing up is mainly just like sewing machine, making clothes, or crocheting or something like that. But other than that, there's been no quilts.
But now you're going to make more.
Yes.
That's so good to know. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
I don't know what it'd be. I'm sure, I just hope if there's another Sacred Thread quilting, I would love to make another one.
Very good. Yes. I hope you get the opportunity.
I hope so, too.
I really do. I hope you get the opportunity. I'd love to see what you would do next.
Yes. And I'm looking forward to it. If the opportunity arises, I would love to do it, yeah. And I just think back of something in my life, because, you know, I've had some life. And, you know, I just thank the Lord that he's brought me this far in my life, because I should have been dead a long time ago. But he's brought me this far, so it's time for me to start telling my story. Maybe I can help others.
I think that's wonderful. I do. I think it's really, truly wonderful. Those stories you feel are very important.
Yes. Yes. Because there's a lot of women, a lot of problems, and they've a lot of background. You know, and they think they're going through it alone. You know. And if I can, like, maybe tell my story, maybe I can reach out and touch somebody and help them. You know, so that's what I'd like to do.
Well, I want to thank you for
sharing with me today.
Thank you for letting me hear.
Oh, yeah, I'm thrilled.
Okay.
I really am. All right, we're going to conclude our interview at 12:40.